Okay, you heard talk there of a trans-Pacific trade deal. And as American officials ponder the nation's economic future, many Americans are saving for their own futures. Some may hardly realize they're doing it. Increasing numbers of people are saving for retirement through their employers' 401k programs. In recent years, they've been given a strong nudge by their employers to do that. The progress may have more to do with psychology than finance, NPR's Chris Arnold explains.
The big change is that more employers are automatically enrolling employees in retirement savings programs, and more are automatically increasing the amount that employees contribute. And all that's a big deal because without it, a lot of people don't save anything. A recent survey by TIAA CREF found that compared to setting up a retirement account, Americans spend more time choosing a flat panel TV or what restaurant to have a birthday party at.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing to admit that I spend a lot more time doing other things.
Mary Hacken Phillips is a 33-year-old executive assistant in Chicago. She spends a lot of time planning vacations. Like many Americans, she knows that she should be saving for retirement, but even though she works at a financial services company...
I was hired in June of 2010, and they gave me a very sophisticated folder of retirement investment options, and it was so complex and thick that I basically glazed over when they handed it to me.
And still, 4 years later, she's not saving anything. Now, we like to think of ourselves as rational creatures, but actually, research shows that when it comes to making financial decisions, people can behave a lot more like, well, monkeys.
As the monkeys entered the door of the market, a human would give them a big wallet full of tokens so they could actually trade the tokens with one of these two guys here.
That's Lori Santos. She's a researcher giving a TED talk about experiments where she gave monkeys money or tokens and asked them to make financial decisions. Some were simple, like here a monkey named Honey has one token and a choice of which plate of food to buy.
Here's her choice, one grape or two grapes. You can see Honey, very good monkey economist, goes with the guy who gives more.
But the kind of amazing thing is that even with much more complex decisions, Santos says the monkey responses match the most common human responses exactly. And when it comes to saving some of those tokens to buy food with later on, as you might imagine...
One thing we never saw in the monkey marketplace was any evidence of saving, you know, just like our own species.
There are all kinds of complicated psychological and behavioral explanations with terms like loss aversion and hyperbolic discounting. But the bottom line is that researchers have figured something out. If a company signs up its workers for a retirement account automatically, instead of relying on them to fill out the paperwork and make decisions, the stuff that derailed Mary Hacken Phillips, if all that's done automatically for people, that makes a huge difference. People can opt out and decide not to save, but they don't opt out.
We find that it drastically increases participation rates in the plan.
Rob Austin is director of retirement research at Aon Hewitt. It's a consulting firm, and it works with hundreds of big companies on their retirement programs for their employees.
Our latest data, and this is based off of where people were at year-end 2013, average participation for plans subject to automatic enrollment was at 84.6%.
So this approach gets the vast majority of employees to save for retirement. And more companies are doing it. Austin says a few years ago, after the government gave the green light, there was a big change. Of large companies he tracks, three times as many started offering automatic enrollment. 60% now do it. But in just the past couple of years, that momentum has now stalled.
It's a trajectory that is good, but one that we would like to see continue to increase.
Also, Austin would like to see more firms automatically increasing the amount that employees save. Many firms start workers off automatically saving just 3% of their income. Ironically, that's less than what people choose to save at other companies when they finally do get around to signing up on their own. So
keeping people in at 3% and leaving them at 3% is not going to generate enough retirement income for individuals.
And a lot of companies still aren't doing any of this. Half of all American workers still don't have access to any kind of employer-sponsored 401k type retirement plan, let alone auto enrollment. Chris Arnold, NPR News.